As we wrap up the book of Acts, we see that Paul persevered. He was a man passionate for Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit that lived in Paul enabled him to keep going and spreading the gospel message. That Holy Spirit enabled him to be God's mouthpiece, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. Paul, even under house arrest, boldly proclaimed the kingdom message. We are told that for the next 2 years, Paul lived in Rome and welcomed all who visited him. He boldly proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm amazed at the last few words penned by Dr. Luke about Paul's ministry. It reads, "And no one tried to stop him." Even though Paul was under house arrest, he proclaimed the message of salvation. God's message is the same as he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God's word cannot be chained, even though the messenger may be. Paul was imprisoned countless times, yet he still proclaimed God's message in word and deed. This rings true in the stories provided by the organization called The Voice of the Martyrs, detailing Christians who are persecuted beyond what most of us can imagine, and who still stand true to Christ, proclaiming his message in word and deed. Oh, that I would be one who, like Paul, boldly proclaims the gospel message of Jesus Christ, whether literally in chains or free.